What's next? That's a big question following President Trump's stinging defeat this week on health care. Mr. Trump, who's spending the weekend in Washington, wants to move on to the next item on his to-do list, tax reform. But his failure to rally Republicans behind a plan to repeal and replace Obamacare has raised questions about his ability to clear legislative hurdles. We have two reports tonight on what's next for health care and the president, beginning with Chip Reed.
On Twitter today, President Trump tried to rally his deeply disappointed supporters. "Obamacare will explode," he wrote, "and we will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry." But an explosion of Obamacare is far from guaranteed. After canceling the vote on the Republican bill Friday, House Speaker Paul Ryan said this.
"Obamacare is the law of the land. It's going to remain the law of the land until it's replaced. We're going to be living with Obamacare for the foreseeable future."
He suggested that the House will return to health care, but gave no hint as to when that might be.
"It is not the end of the story, because I know that every man and woman in this conference is now motivated more than ever to step up our game, to deliver on our promises."
But that will take cooperation from the arch-conservative House Freedom Caucus, which gave President Trump a standing ovation Thursday.
"Do you have the votes?"
Then on Friday played the leading role in the president's humiliating defeat. They opposed the bill because they say it doesn't go far enough to repeal Obamacare.
"In my judgment, this was the killing of bad legislation, in which case it would be considered a good day for America."
Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks is a Freedom Caucus member.
"All right. I'm optimistic that we'll do better in the future, having learned from this experience."
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi literally jumped for joy after the Republican bill died. She says it's time for the Republicans to allow Democrats to have a role. So far, they've been almost entirely excluded from the process.
"We stand open. We have a responsibility to find common ground."
Democrats are now worried that the Trump administration will use its control of the federal health care bureaucracy to try to make sure that Obamacare does fail, an eventuality that they say would be devastating for millions of Americans, Democrats and Republicans. Rena?